morning, Jesus. Anytime I see the dawning of a new day, I say thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord, my spirit, soul, and body. Shout hallelujah. My spirit, my soul, my body, everything that is within me is saying thank you, God. Lord, I am grateful for today. We are grateful. We are collectively grateful for what you have done and for who you are in our lives. Baba laanu mi, mo se kabiyesi. Baba laanu mi, oba ti o je kaye yo mi. Oba ti o je ki aye so mi di idakuda. Lord, we are very grateful. You are the one that has kept us. You did not leave us to the will of the enemies. Thank you for fighting our battles for us. Thank you for giving us victory on a daily basis. Thank you for loving us with your unconditional love. Lord, you are good, you are kind. Our Lord Jesus, we worship you. You are so good. You are good to us in every areas of life. If we sit down to count your goodness and your blessings over our lives, we will not be able to finish. But God, in this little way we can, we bow down before you. We lay it to our heart to say thank you. Thank you for the past. Thank you for the present. Thank you for the future. We are grateful to you for everything. We bless and appreciate you. We do not take you for granted. Be thou exalted, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Today is the fourth day in the month of April 2026. We are grateful and we are glad to God, and we want to make this words of declaration. In the name of Jesus Christ, as I go out today, I radiate the glory of the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, my life becomes the evidence of the presence of the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, I enjoy the favor of the Lord on all sides. In the name of Jesus Christ, I express the light of God. I carry the light of God. Darkness has no place in me. Darkness has no place in all that concerns me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I am redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I win from the place of victory. Victory is my portion in the name of Jesus Christ. I enjoy the help of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. I enjoy my daily provision from the Lord. I will not lack anything good. The Lord is my shepherd. I will not lack anything good. I will not lack the favor of the Lord. I will not lack the presence of the Lord. I will not lack anything that concerns me in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is my keeper. The Lord is my shade. He will guide my going out and coming in the name of Jesus Christ. Because I have set the Lord always before me, He is at my right hand. I will not be moved in Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning once more. Today is the fourth day in the month of April 2026. God has been so good to us, and we are grateful and we are glad for all He has done for us. This month, our anchor scripture has been taken from the book of John chapter 8 verse 32, and it's all talking about knowing the truth. When we know the truth will set us free. Amen. Like I said yesterday, that the liberty we enjoy in God is the finished work of Christ on the cross of Calvary. Jesus is the truth. The benefit of knowing Jesus as the truth is not centered on God, but centered on us, because we are the one that enjoys the benefit. We are the focus of the truth. So we are talking about the truth because we enjoy the benefit. We enjoy all that it takes in the truth. God doesn't benefit anything from it, but we benefit from it. That is why He is encouraging and telling us to knowing Him. When we know Him as the truth, He sets us free. He gives us freedom from everything that wants to pull us down, for everything that wants to make us in a state of darkness. That is what the truth of God does for us. I pray that the Lord will open our eyes and give us understanding of the truth in Jesus' name. Remember that nobody can help us to know the truth. The truth is not an inheritance. It's a journey for every individual person. So thinking that somebody can know the truth for you is a big lie from the pit of hell. Truth is not an inheritance. As human, we love the benefits attached to knowing the truth, but we don't want to get associated with the truth. We love the results. We love the enjoyment. We love the accolades. We love the beauty that comes with the truth, but we don't want to associate with it. John 8:32 says, "And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." The knowing is the power. There is a power attached to knowing, not just only knowing, knowing the truth, because Jesus is the truth. The truth is the light that dwelt amongst men. The truth is the light that darkness cannot comprehend. The truth is power, and the power is not just any other power. It is the power of resurrection. The truth is power, and the power is the power of resurrection. And power of resurrection is power that delivers from everything that has brought us down, everything that has kept us in the state of death. Power to give us alertness. Power to make us come back alive to God. Power to make us redeemed from every curse of the law. That is what the power of God does for us. Knowing the truth is power, and power is the power of resurrection. Every encounter we get with the truth comes with freedom. The truth comes with great assurance and relief from every bondage called fear and ignorance. This awareness is what we call liberty. The awareness of the truth, the encounter with the truth, is what we call liberty and we call freedom. The truth is a rescuer. It rescues, the truth rescues. The truth delivers us from everything holding us down, holding us back, holding us and saying it will not let us go. That is what the truth does for us. It delivers and sets us free. When the Samaritan woman came across the truth, she wasn't aware that she was even communicating with the truth. But the moment she discovered the truth, that this is the truth, the rivers of the living water, she became liberated, that without any prior understanding, she became an evangelist. She started evangelizing. That is what the truth does to us. The truth brings out what God has deposited into us from creation to bring out the newness, to release us into the world to do what He has expected us to do. The power of the truth is growth. Any person suffering from anything is as a result of lack of the awareness of the truths concerning that situation. We all go through one challenges or the other, but when we lack that awareness of what can bring us out of that situation, we get stuck. It looks as if there's not going to be a way. But when we get that awareness of that truth, we get deliverance. We get solution out of that problem. Our father in the Lord, Reverend Paul Ananias, said something. No one can carry his or her own burden, herself or himself. You cannot carry your burden, your sorrows, your challenges yourself. Anybody that ventures into carrying his or her sorrows or her burden, him or herself, will die. Let me put it that way. The person will die because we are not meant to carry our challenges. We are not meant to carry our problems, because when we carry it, we are killing ourselves, because it's not meant for us to carry. That is why Jesus came to carry the burden for us, because He knows that the weight is too much for us to carry. Nobody carries it and survives. The person gets crushed and dies. So that is why He has told us that He has come to carry this burden for us. So we should try and cast our burden onto Him by knowing the truth. When we know the truth, we are exchanging our body. The truth relieves us from the burden that we are carrying, from the shackles of the evil that is bringing us down. So no one carries the burden and remains the same. We should cast our cares upon Jesus, for He cares for us. He is the one that lifts our burden. He is the burden bearer to give us rest and peace of mind. That is what He does. He is the truth. His truth is to lift the band of worries over our lives, to give us peace and to give us rest. That is if we are ready to know Him. Matthew 11:28 says, "Come to me, all ye that labor, and I will give you rest." We can enjoy rest when we come to Him, knowing Him. In the course of knowing Him, He carries our body, He lifts the band of problems, and He carries it for us. God likes us to grow. God likes growth. So He created the space for growth for every living thing in creation. He created that space for expansion, because He is a God of growth. He loves growth. God likes us to grow. So He created the space for growth for every living being. The freedom that growth brings is expansion. That is the reason the earth has grown in different areas of life from generation to generation. But God does not encourage man to abuse that liberty and freedom. Lucifer abused the liberty and he was thrown out of the presence of God. The spirit of truth is the spirit of grace. In Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10, it says, "And I will pour on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. Then they will look on me, whom they pierced. Yes, they will mourn for him as one who mourns for his only son, and grieve for him as one who grieves for a firstborn. He will release the spirit of grace and supplication upon us, because the spirit of truth is the spirit of grace. The spirit of grace helps us to do things beyond our imaginations if we are willing to follow every instructions he gives to us, every details he gives to us. The spirit of truth is the power behind the knowledge of every invention we see on earth. Most of the time, man feels that it's our ability to reason deep that we are getting invention, forgetting that every invention that comes today is the spirit of truth that is resting on human, because God loves us and he wants everything to work for our good. So he relieves, he opens our eyes to understanding, to things that will make things easy for us. God loves man and is always willing to daily abide in us through his spirit of truth, to do well on earth and to make it to eternal rest. Any discovery or awareness of a new thing is an eye-opener, is a solution given by God because of his love to his creation. But knowing the truth is learning about the mission Jesus Christ came to do on earth. Again, knowing the truth is learning about the mission of Jesus Christ on earth. Not because God just wants us to enjoy this world and just go like that. His mission to this earth is to redeem and bring us back to God, to bring this beautiful relationship that was between God and man before Satan came in, before rebellion took man out of the presence of God. So his mission is to restore that beautiful relationship. And the way this relationship can be beautified is when man gives his life to Christ, releases himself to make Jesus the ruler of his or her life. That is when true freedom comes. True freedom is accepting Jesus as our Lord and Savior and accepting to make him the ruler of our life. That is when we enjoy true freedom. Remember, God provides and allows everything beautiful for his creation. But knowing him is true freedom and liberty. Knowing him is true freedom and liberty for our life that causes a transformation in our lives that will help us to journey right to have eternal rest in heaven. Jesus is the only true way to eternal rest because he's the channel to get our relationship restored back to God, our Creator, our Father. And anyone who denies Jesus the access to be his or her channel to God is condemned already. John 3:18 says, "He who believes in me is not condemned, but he who does not believe in me is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." So knowing Jesus is the truth that sets us free. Knowing Jesus is the channel that gets us restored back unto God. I pray that in the name of Jesus, as we go, the Lord will open our eyes that we may know him and the power of his resurrection. The freedom we can enjoy on earth is knowing the truth, who is Jesus Christ. And knowing him sets us free, gives us peace and rest over every challenges that comes our way. As we make this decision, the Holy Spirit will teach us and help us in the name of Jesus Christ. He will give rest to our soul. He will help us to abide in his presence at all times and to give our all to him in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with us in Jesus' name. Good morning. Once again, have a wonderful day. And God bless you.